بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Friday prayer leaders from across the country in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on July 27, 2022.
If our enemies want to destroy this strong fortress or cause it any harm, what should they do? They have to attack the people's faith. They have to cause controversies regarding their beliefs. That's done by instilling doubts. We shouldn't overlook these doubts. There were people who stood up firmly against arrows and swords, but they were struck down when it came to suspicions and doubts. They could not stand up to that. We have seen these kinds of people. They fought strongly and bravely in the battlefields, but when they faced a doubt, they could not overcome it. It brought about their downfall. This is what doubt does. The purpose of instilling these doubts is to shake the beliefs of the people, who are the country's main force, and to shake the people's beliefs, which are the essential factor in maintaining the country and the Islamic system. Of course, this is because of their enmity. The Islamic Republic has done a great job in facing the West. Now, sometimes we say these things and repeat them, but over time they fade away and are forgotten.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The importance and significance of this content is not paid attention to, or sometimes it is not expressed as well as it should be. But there is a strange reality, the fact that the Islamic Republic has invalidated this 200 to 300-year-old claim of the West with its presence and existence. The core of the identity of Western civilization is based on the separation of religion from progress. This is the core point. If you want to advance, you have to put religion aside. It is fine if you want to have some personal beliefs for yourself, but you should not let religion become intertwined with your daily life if you want to progress. This is the essential, central point of the Western civilization's identity. The Islamic Republic has correctly taken aim at this. It has taken aim at this central point and has hit the target. The Islamic Republic started with the slogan of religion. It not only preserved itself, but it progressed, spread its logic in the region and strengthened its roots. A verse from the Quran states, Have you not seen how Allah has drawn a parable? A good word is like a good tree. The Quran, Surah 14, verse 24. The existence of the Islamic Republic has challenged and proven the falsity of the core identity of Western civilization. That is what irritates the Western powers, and they are angry.
You've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all